The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning here on June the 2nd. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning. And for those of you who can listen on either format, if you're not picking us up on the internet, reboot your browser. We just did a reset on our stream. And often that requires a person at the listening end to reboot, and we'll post that announcement in our chat room as soon as I get into it.
Well, we're up in the chat room right now, but if you came on. You know what? Today we're going to have a great day. Today we've got Dancing with the Stars with us, some of the Dancing with the Stars that's going to be happening here this month. But we also have an Open Line Tuesday. Tomorrow we're going to have Steve Smith on, publisher of the Record Searchlight, and Thursday Brian Crane will be with us in charge of the utilities for the city of Reading. And, of course, Friday, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. So today it's kind of a day to catch up on all those little things that may be stuck in your craw, things that you're thinking about. But first we're going to start off with the weather here.
Well, it does indeed catch up on the weather. And a mix of clouds and sun. The high will be 86. That means muggy conditions. Passing clouds tonight, otherwise generally clear, and it'll be sunny for your Wednesday, maybe a few afternoon clouds. Highs pushing into the 90s, and by the time that's going to be the thing for the next few days, highs in the lower 90s. So we're not anywhere near the triple digits for our immediate future. Right now, we do our show 66 degrees in Reading. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And our customers are warm friends, a veteran-owned business, of course, and with senior and veterans discounts, give them a call at 365-3793, Chuck and Judy Kenny. You know, it rained yesterday and last night. Did it rain out where you are at?
It did, and that we had actually, because it was fairly cool, we switched off the, because we have a dual system that Alliance built for us where we can either go with
Alliance the Heating yes. and Air, the guys, the men.
We have
the boys of summer.
Yes, we have a dual system where we can use the swamp cooler most of the time, and when it gets really nasty, muggy, we switch over to the heat pump because, of course, that sucks a lot more energy. But last night we said, oh, it's cool enough. We'll just switch off the system, and the house got mega stuffy. So, but because of the increased humidity. So.
Well, you know, Elk Killer has found that he, or she, I should say, has found that there's three different air conditioning vents in our in our bedroom, all of them on the floor. And she moves from one to another one, just when the air conditioning comes on. She just comes up. She gets this little look on her face and goes over and sits down there. She bloodied her mouth yesterday.
Oh.
Dad held her and was putting her on the ground, and when her feet hit the ground, the floors are waxed, and they just put out, and she bangs her face.
Your dog
this
did
is
a
the
face
first
plant.
Time she did a face plant, and she's got a little blood on her lip.
Aww.
And it's the first time that this dog has ever been hurt like that. And she's licking her lip, trying to figure out what's going on here. And she licked and licked, and she goes, I'm not sure I like this. And she'd stop, and she kind of like pawed it. You know, it was the first time anything like that's ever happened to her in 6 or 7 years. Now, 6 years.
And the Marine Colonel's heart melted on the spot.
Oh, yeah. I gave her an ice cream. took her to Water World. She and I went down to the water park, and we rode several of the rides together. And we came back, and I gave her a snow cone. And so she felt a lot better after that. And she... and then she went and laid on the air conditioning vent.
I forget which place it was. I think it might have been Jack. I think it's
Jack
in the Box.
I am so bad about that dog.
I think it's Jack in the Box. We were going through, and They actually have soft serve that's safe for dogs. Now, I may have gotten my places mixed up. They actually had a soft serve that was safe for dogs, and the dog thought that was just the greatest thing ever. She cleaned, she sterilized that little paper cup inside of about 20 seconds.
Yes, you know, or they'll be handing out, the coffee places hand out doggy treats. You know.
Oh, yeah. Dutch Bros. Yeah. Dog knows Dutch Bros.
But unless they're like now snow cones, she's not into that. Hey, a lot of things happening here in the next couple of weeks. But on June 20th, Red, White, and Tuna will be down at the Sons of Italy at 4850 Cedars Road. That's June 20th. It's a Saturday. Doors will open at 6 p.m. and the showtime is at 7 p.m. This is one of those two-man comedy plays, which is just goes them back and forth across the United States. And they just have – it's funny and it's irreverent and it's all those things that you want to go and see. And all benefits from this event will benefit the scholarship program of the Reading Grange, number 446. This Thursday, if you've never seen this, you need to go down to Tobacco and Brew. They're presenting a special day with master roller Don Felix Martinez, who has over 30 years of experience as one of the world's top cigar craftsmen. He spent over 18 years at this prestigious Casa de la Fuente cigar factory, where he was one of only a handful of elite rollers that created the most sought after cigars,
ooh,
Opus X and Hemingway's. And he's going to be rolling in the store.
But not
June
on the
4th.
Thighs of committed women or anything.
No. Okay. In the store rolling from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. And then, of course, he's going to be out with us on Wind River Casino at Elements that evening from 7 to 9 p.m. rolling out there. But this is going to be, you know what, if you've never seen something like that, and frankly, I never have. So I'm going to see him twice. I'm going to see him once down at Tobacco and Brew because I want to go down there and see our friends. And then we'll be out at Wind River, of course, because Linda's going to be singing out there from 7 to 9, get there a little bit early, and have dinner with us. There's going to be a lot of people out there. We're going to have a good time, a lot of people. We have people calling us from Sacramento that are coming up to visit Linda in July for that show. That's, I think it's July the 2nd.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we don't have a schedule in here yet, but Thursday night I have been asked to come down and do my bumper music thing for the Colt 45s.
Colt 45s are going to be playing again. They swept that one series, and they're coming back. Of course, we'll be down at Elements Lounge where Linda's singing. Did I already say that? But that's what's going on Thursday. But
yeah.
Friday, I am there in our box seats. I am planted in there. I've got, for Thursday night, I've given our seats away to DC and Tim. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Little b-ball on a summer night. What could be better?
Hot dogs and a beer.
Yeah.
$5.
Yeah.
Or you can get hot dogs and a Pepsi or a Coke or a... Oh, they have wine down there now from Mosley Family Cellars. Mosley's wine's going to be there, too. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break because we're going to come back. We're going to start on some things here. How about how the raises in Obamacare are starting to kick in? What about Hillary's next move? What about the things that are happening at the lakes with the fish and the water? Then we're going to go into Dancing with the Stars and have some meet a few of those people. And then at 8 o'clock, it's wide open. If you don't have something on your mind, if everything is okay with you, then there's something. Then you need to call and say, hey, everything is just perfect. But we'll be right back after these messages. Call on the bot, KCNR, 1460.
People across our nation are achieving remarkable things in later life. Compass Shining Care invites you to celebrate Older Americans Month, honoring the achievements of seniors who are using their wisdom, talents, and expertise to make a positive impact in our community. Nominate a local senior today for the 3rd Annual Powerful Senior Award. Shining Care invites you to join us in promoting healthy aging, increased community involvement, and quality life for our elders. Shining Care's life care experts provide guidance and advocacy for families who are caring for older relatives or disabled adults, assisting with the challenges of aging by providing consultations and risk assessments, care planning, coordination, and in-home care, as well as the advocacy and support that provide families peace of mind. Visit shiningcare.org or visit Grace Place Tea House at 1448 Pine Street in downtown Reading.
at Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Join us on June 4th for an amazing menu, live music featuring Ladybot and the Bluebirds inside Elements Lounge in the Wind River Resort and Casino. Special feature on June 4th, Master Roller Don Felix Martinez. Don Felix rolled the world-famous Opus 10 as well as Hemingway cigars for 15 years. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, June 4th, Romance on the River. Reservations are 243-3377. That's from 7 to 9 p.m., June 4th.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The time is 7:18 in the morning. It's 65 degrees out there. It's muggy. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. And our cardiac unit is in the top 50. Not only do they take care of you that way, they have the overarching method of handling people, of being for their patients and the people that work with them, is treating people well. They believe that. They can change people's lives by the way, by treating them well. And this is what Shasta Regional Medical Center does. It does so much for our community. Great place down there. Let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning. Is everything okay with you?
Yes, Colonel. Good morning. Shasta Regional was very good to my dad when he had his heart attack back in 1989, and Dr. Rialli Vasquez gave him 6 years that he might not have had ordinarily, so
Wow. We're
really grateful to them. Anyway, you guys were talking about this being an open forum, so I got to make this quick because I'm on my way to work.
Right.
I was just wondering if there was going to be any like further updates on the situation with that Michelle Manhart, the lady veteran in Georgia.
You know what? I went down and when I researched that one, maybe it was you, Robert. Somebody sent me an email, said there's been something else that happened. The story behind this is this Air Force veteran was at a college or a community college, and three people there took the American flag, threw it on the ground, and this was part of some kind of weird, statement. They were stomping up and down, walking on the flag.
She's in more trouble for rescuing the flag than those folks are for stomping on it and desecrating it.
So she came up to it, and she took the flag, and she wouldn't give it back to them, and so here come the campus police.
And it took four of them to take down a woman in her 40s? Come on.
Well, but I tell you what, after watching the video, they didn't want to hurt her. You know, I mean, they were trying to take it from her, but there was no, because they knew they were on camera. Everybody eventually fell on the ground in a pile, and they did get it away from her. But I tell you what a strong lady she was. She had it clamped next to her body and wasn't letting up on this. So is something else happened? I've heard that something else also happened after that.
I haven't gotten that far, and I checked the Fox 31 TV website from Albany, Georgia, which was where they picked it up for like either Sean Hannity or Megyn Kelly. Yeah. So I'm just trying to keep my ear to the ground, and I thought maybe it would be a good idea if out here in this part of the world we could show some support for her in case they refile the charges.
Now, here's,
Right now, I believe they were dismissed without prejudice.
Yeah, they did. And they said that you can't come back on campus, which was a little strange. But see, and nothing happens to these people that walk up and down on the flag. And she is not disrespectful, by the way. She did not call anybody names. She did not try to start a fight. She said, look, I've had too many friends that I've lost in the service, and she's, an Air Force veteran. There's another story about her, as we all know, too. But
and my dad was a World War II veteran, so I was kind of hoping maybe he might zap somebody with a lightning bolt to clear blue sky, but that's another story.
But she she was not disrespectful, and so so the school immediately orders her barred from campus. Now here's the good part. The next day, or the following, like 2 days later, thousands of people came to that campus with flags to show their support. And the school had to shut down campus that day because there was so many people there, and all they were doing was standing there with flags in support of what had happened. So you got to take that part too. You know, is that all?
Yeah,
it wasn't like 5 or 10 or 3. It was thousands of people came to that campus with flags in support of her and our flag. So that was the great thing.
The other thing is, as you know, with the Relay for Life coming up on Saturday, I was hoping that the folks who might be doing their thing that are hearing my voice this morning might also remember what else June 6th is for that 71st anniversary remembrance of the Normandy invasion, maybe do a little thing during the course of the relay to remember our World War II crowd.
That would be nice. 71 years.
All right.
Dave Robert,
thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you very much for the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, the other part about the story is the Air Force veteran that they call. And what they put is her name, and then it says a former Playboy model.
Mm.
And I believe, and I'm not sure, but I believe that she was the one that was on, and this is like decades ago, that was on active duty and appeared in Playboy.
Mm.
And she got in some trouble for it, but I don't, and she, what she's, you know, what, of course that's, you know, that's what, 20 years ago or whatever, however long ago that was, I'm not sure. But she made a stand. She made a stand on something that she said was wrong. And, you know, frankly, everybody around her agreed. But the community, we've gotten so much in our political correctness that at this point we can't say anything, or the universities are running scared because they're afraid, oh, we're going to get sued. Oh gosh, these two people are going to complain about it. You know, what have we gotten to the point where, you know, we've, when somebody does something that is just despicable in your mind and you do something to prevent that, nonviolent, they said, you have to give back that flag. And she says they're just going to stomp on it. And they said, yeah, so what? You took their flag. Well, I'm not giving it back. I'm not going to give it back. Arrest me. So, and then that's what happened. She would not hand them back that flag. She had her arms and legs wrapped around this flag. And these cops were watching. I mean, they knew they were being filmed. So there was no tasing. There was no spraying anybody. They just took her and they just tried to open her. Well, you know what? When you get somebody that's, you know, and she was obviously had the strength of a million right there, was hanging on to this flag. And they all end up on the ground, you know, before then they finally arrest her and take the flag. So, and anyway, it was an interesting, especially the way it ended with all the 1,000 people showing up with flags. Obamacare, you ready? I've read it in a couple articles. You ready for this bad bomb? You got Obamacare? You got something else, right?
No, although my wife is, of course, on we're Blue Shield through, well, whatever it is now. But anyway, it's through her government work. But there's a kind of a worry among people who work in the government sector that they're going to be required to move on to an Obamacare-type model.
Well, get ready. You ready? Health insurance providers nationwide are requesting massive rate increases for the coming year, including a 50% jump proposed by one of New Mexico's biggest carriers. The White House on Monday posted health insurers in proposed rate increases for the coming year. Obamacare mandates that all requested increases above 10% be posted online by June 1st, at which point negotiations begin between insurers and regulators, and the final rates will be locked in by November. Kaiser Family Foundation tells the Hill here, the news agency, that most of the increases are somewhere around 15 to 20%. But in addition to New Mexico, jumps in Tennessee are going to be 36% for some plans. In Maryland, the home of Baltimore, 30% hike. Is that me? Connecticut is asking for a 10% jump, while New York's market percent leader wants 12% more. So what you're seeing is the rates that we are filing simply reflect the cost of health care, including the cost of services, the amount of services people will receive, and an increase in pharmaceutical cost.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period.
Oh, no, there's more.
It's just, you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay? Transparent financing, and let's have transparent financing, also transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay? So it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay? Just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
Yes! Thank you very much there, Bad Bob. I know that we've had this. We have these certain excerpts of things people have said like this. There's others that we have, too. You know, does this fall under the stupid, shallow campaign promises also, you know, thing that if they make? Anyway, this is the law this year. Reflects the first time since Obamacare became law that insurance carriers have a full year of data available about the risk pool, something that is more uneven than they expected. For the first time, we actually have numbers that you can look at, whereas last year it was all guessing games, said Sabrina Corlett, director of the Center on Health Insurance Reforms at Georgetown. Not a bastion of conservatism there. Okay, now. You know, not only that, but do you see a lessening of the people in the emergency rooms, which this was supposed to do? No. Do you see an explosion in the critical care pharmacies, you know, the walk-in critical care pharmacies? Yes. They can't hire enough doctors to take care of it. Why? Because people that still aren't getting into Obamacare, or the cost of it is so much, it's cheaper to walk into a critical care place, pay them the $80 or $100 or $150 than it is for your $6,000 deductible. I mean, it's just ridiculous at this point. And now Obamacare is in front of the Supreme Court. Is anybody really, I mean, there are parts about Obamacare that work or that I think are good ideas. The part about the, no pre-existing conditions. That to me had to be done. I mean, how ridiculous is this? If you're working for me and I've given you health care and then the company is bought by somebody else and you know, they downsize. So you pick up a job immediately at another company that has health care, but they're not going to take care of, say, you've got whatever, you know, I don't know, liver or something that you've been getting treated for 10 years. They're not going to cover that because it's a pre-existing condition. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
May I voice an opinion?
You may. This whole thing's about.
This whole thing was written from the get-go to implode because once you collapse the existing system, then Hillary Clinton can ride in and save the world with national health care.
Oh, she'll just make it all Medicare.
The dream realized from 1980s.
She'll say, hey, look, Medicare works. Why don't we just give everybody Medicare? Well,
or 1990s, excuse me.
Well, let me tell you something, that Medicare doesn't work. It doesn't work all the time. It costs you money. It's costing me $1,300 more a year just to have Medicare than it did when the day I turned Medicare age. You know, right then it cost me $1,300 more for health care. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where Thursday, they're going to have Don Felix Martinez. He is a craftsman of rolling cigars. 18 years at the Casa de la Fuente cigar factory doing Opus X and Hemingway's. He is an elite roller. He's going to be at Tobacco and Brew this Thursday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Just have a great time over there. Then out to the Wind River Casino and Elements from 7 to 9 p.m. I tell you, it's going to be a great time just watching somebody like this and seeing how they do it and explaining, as he explains how they select the tobacco leaves and how they roll them and all this. It should be a great time. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Plus, of course, they have Espresso Joe and the finest tobacco emporium in the state. All there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's 65 degrees out there today. It's muggy out there. Well, it should be clearing up. The time is 7:33 in the morning, June the 2nd. You know, every year we have this extravaganza called Dancing with the Stars. One Safe Place is there that raises money to help the people in One Safe Place. I participated in it. Kurt Starman's participated in it. I'm not sure if the sheriff's participated in it or not. I know the chief of police will never participate in it, but a lot of people put themselves out there. And we have two two of the dancers here with us today. We have, Jason Dell and Timmy Howard. And good morning. Get in a little bit closer. Come on. Get in a little closer and talk a little bit louder. Come on. You're going to have to turn her up a little bit. She's got a small voice, but she's a big dancer. Okay. Now, Jason, you are the quote. You are the star.
Yeah. Quotes. Yeah. Definitely.
That's what I would say when people go, well, you're one of the stars. And I'd look around behind me and go, no, yeah. I'm just one of the. Just,
no, it's kind of embarrassing when you're going around and, you know, kind of advertising what we're doing and saying that you're one of the stars, but. Of course, it's for a good cause. So,
well, you know what? You're putting it out there. So, you know what? For enjoy the stardom, because the day after it, you're back to normal.
Right.
You're not walking down the street. Well, you might be walking down the street. It'll be so good when you're doing all these lifts and these back flips and all these things from yours. What do you do, Jason, when you're not doing this?
I'm an educator, actually. Last few years, I've been teaching overseas and just found myself back to my home, Redding, California. So it's good to be back and kind of look into finding maybe myself back into teaching in this area, which I had done previously. So yeah, education is my background.
Okay. Secondary or?
Yeah, secondary, social sciences. I taught at a local charter school called UPrep when school first started and worked my way to Shasta College for a few years. And,
okay.
And then I was off to the Middle East. And
what and part of the Middle East?
I was actually in Syria 4 years ago and right when things were kicking off there.
We're going to have to bring you back again for not dancing because I spent a lot of time in the Middle East, too.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Of course, somewhat probably different than you were, but maybe not. Mm. In Syria, so you were teaching at American schools?
It was an international school.
I shouldn't say an American. It's an international
right.
school.
Well, right. Well, American curriculum, you know, so right. it felt like you're in America when you're at the school.
Did you have mainly expats kids there, or did you have a mixture?
It was a mixture, probably about 70% Syrians, you know, those that had the means to afford that type of education.
Right.
And about 30% would be, you know, expats or, you know, businessmen's kids. But, yeah, it was a good mix, actually, kind of created some variety.
What did you feel as far as the security back there? Because it was 4 years ago when things
right.
started coming apart.
Right, yeah. When the conflict started, it was in the south. So I was in a city called Aleppo in the north and actually felt very safe. But then when things went awry very fast. So we actually had to close the school down, unfortunately, and, you know, most of our student population left while they had that opportunity. And
packed a bag and got on the plane.
Packed bags and went, and that's what we did as well. So, but, I mean, overall, it was a great experience getting over there.
And you say you were in Africa, too?
Yeah, Africa, in eastern Africa, a small country called Eritrea, which kind of borders Ethiopia and Sudan and kind of a closed-off country, not a real big tourist-type country.
The tour buses aren't driving.
No. Kind of harder to get into, but that seems to be kind of the countries I end up in. I don't know why.
And it was the same type of international school?
Yeah, international school. It was in the capital city, so you did have a lot of, like, embassy kids. And, again, a good mix, you know, 70-30, something like that, 70 nationals, 30% expat kids, and
it sounds like just a fascinating lifestyle.
No, it has been. It really has been. But I got to tell you, you know, being away from family and friends for long periods of time, it gets a bit draining. So it's really good to be back and get involved in the community that I love. And this is one way I can help out. So
how did you get into this?
You know, simply I was asked, you know, kind of prodded to do this and you know, my dancing background is null. I mean, we've been working really hard, Timmy and I, and she's been a very, very patient teacher. You know, what I tell people is I have two left feet, and she's helping me straighten that out and kind of putting together really good choreography, and I just hope I can keep up.
Well, you know, I think you're going to be able to. I mean, let's ask Timmy. Timmy, tell us about Timmy Howard.
Well, I have been dancing for a little over a decade. I have been training in all styles. And this is my first year in Dancing with the Stars Shasta County style.
So how'd you get into this?
I was also asked by another member in this competition.
So you must be, but you must be dancing with groups of people around here, so they got to know you, though. So
yeah.
What other groups are you dancing with here?
I was a part recently of a new club at Shasta College called Project Dance. And that's how I met Monica, who introduced me to this competition.
Monica is famous.
Yes.
Monica's been here through what? Gosh, since she was like five.
I've been video documenting. In fact, I'll be meeting you people later this month.
You people?
But well,
he likes
all
to keep
of
a separation.
That was all inclusive,
right?
But yeah, watching Monica grow through this process
has been like 5 years at least, right? Yeah. Monica's been
she went from this very gawky, all teeth, and you know, kid to just this amazing dancer.
She could dance back then, though.
Yeah, she could dance, but she's opened like a flower. It's just amazing.
Yeah, well, she's 5 years old.
She intimidates me, actually. I mean, she kind of wants to come watch our practices, and I feel like we're pressured here.
Yeah. Well, you will be. You know what? It's give it another week, then you're going to really know what pressure is. You know, hey, Syrian Islamic terrorist is nothing compared to all
corners of the world, don't you?
Okay, so Timmy, so you've been dancing here, and are you from Reading?
Yes.
Okay, so you've went to school here? And
yeah, I did for pretty much my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you look very exotic. Can I say that?
Yes.
And I mean that in the best sense here, because here's Tammy in long black hair. She's dressed in dark in a black turtleneck sweater. And not wish Linda was here; she'd be just going, "Oh, this is great! This is great!" But see, you look very exotic here. And then I could see you coming. Like, yes, I was. I met Jason in the Middle East, and he asked me to dance with him, and I said,
"That's what I thought at first too."
So you're going to Shasta College?
Then? Yes, I am. I just finished my first year.
And so, are you wanting to? What's your major? Or you know
my
yet?
Major is marine science, like zoology.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. You're interested in that then?
Mm-hmm.
But you're interested in dancing too.
Yeah, I mean. Dance has always been a part of me. I'm never going to let that go. But, I mean, I'll see where it takes me. So.
Yeah. Now, how's Jason doing?
Oh, boy.
Oh, he's doing really incredible. He probably thinks he's not doing that well, but he is, like, he's doing a great job. He's picking it up fast.
Jason, when we start from zero, it's all it is up.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Carl. Appreciate that. I need that encouragement.
Oh, no. I mean, and I tell you what, let me give you this from my experience. When you walk out there on that stage, and there's 900 or 1,000 people out there,
mm-hmm.
and there will be. Every one of them is pulling for you. Every one of them is really happy to watch. They are applauding. They are stamping their feet. They're whistling because they are so happy that you're up there and they're not. which is the big thing. But the other thing is they want just the best. I mean, I felt that. You feel the audience is with you.
Right.
So, once you get started, you just go on through. And what's the secret about dancing in something like this? Never stop.
Yes. Exactly. There we go.
Never stop.
There's no, like, do-overs or...
once you start...
You can't say cut and...
Let me see that smile. Uh-huh. Put that big smile on your face and that big smile of hers. Just keep going.
Okay.
Okay, now how do people – because we're here to raise money. So how can people – and part of the thing this year is the best dancers, judges, then there's the one that collects a lot of money, and then there's the people's choice in voting that night.
Right.
So you're out there. Are you doing fundraisers or what are you doing?
If I could plug those, that'd be great.
Oh, that's what you're here for, buddy.
Okay. We actually – this Sunday at Gold Hills Golf Course, we're doing something a little different. They set up a soccer golf course, which is new to this area. So instead of hitting the links with your normative ball and club, you just bring a soccer ball, and they have big holes and big flags, and
you kick your way across.
You kick your way into that hole. So we're doing the first ever soccer golf tournament at Gold Hills this Sunday. It starts at 1, so tee times between 1 and 2. There's no pre-registration. Just show up, and it's $20. Come and play, and the
Gold
proceeds
Hills?
Will be going to one safe place at Gold Hills Golf Course.
And it starts
at 1 o'clock this Sunday.
This Sunday.
7th, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Are you going to be out there too, Timmy?
Yes, I will be.
Okay, are you a soccer player?
No. So
are you a golfer?
No.
That's okay. You don't have to. You don't have to. There you go. See,
answer,
just
right.
Kick the ball down the field and just dribble
best.
Dribble it in. Okay, that's the Saturday. Now, how else can they give money?
We also have one more kind of public-type fundraiser. We're doing a bachelorette auction. That would be on June 25th at the Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant downtown. We've got some great willing volunteers. That
you're going to be auctioning people off.
You know,
am I hearing
I
this
am
right?
going to be auctioning off. I'll be the MC of the event. Timmy will be there, but we've got some great, great single people willing to help, and so that'll be a great evening as far as. You know, getting an opportunity to bid on those bachelors and bachelorettes.
And that's on the 25th?
On the 25th, yeah, at 7 o'clock at Vintage
downtown. What do you get if you win?
Well, they're setting up dates, so anything from hot air balloon rides and wine tasting to...
Okay, so if somebody wins, okay, just with you.
Sure.
And so, okay, so somebody buys Jason. And Jason's going to take him on a hot air balloon.
Yeah, it could be, you know, an afternoon, an evening of just fun, relaxing, having a good time, and... you know, the idea is, again, all the proceeds go to One Safe Place, and what a great way to do it.
One Safe Place getting ready to open up their new retreat, I guess I could call it that. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jason Dell and Timmy Howard, I wish you all the best luck in the world. And is there do you have a Facebook site? Or
we do, right, Timmy?
Yes, we do.
And it is?
Team Jason Dell and Timmy Howard. So type it in, Team Jason Dell and Timmy Howard. Find us, like us, and follow.
And give you money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, somebody wrote in, he mentioned Aleppo. They are famous for their Aleppo pepper, is that?
Oh, the spices. The spices, yeah. They're definitely world known.
Okay, and that was in Syria, right?
Yeah, in Aleppo, Syria.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said that, yeah. Somebody knew about that. I wonder if one can still get it.
There was Aleppo soap, too, was kind of famous, especially in France. You know, it's a big business for them in the export industry, but probably not so much anymore.
All right. Unfortunately. Thanks very much for being with us. I've got our next set of dancers coming in here. Okay. It's nice meeting you, and good luck. We'll be there that night,
it.
Of course. Well, of course, Linda will be there, and I'll be wandering around someplace. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Nate Abarea here for my friends at Palomar Builders. Palomar respects this community and is committed to building the best and highest valued homes in Reading. It's all about improving and supporting the area we call home, the North State. That's why local subcontractors are such a huge part of the process and have helped make Palomar Builders' reputation what it is today. On the radio, Palomar Builders helps to make programs like Destination North State and Reading Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. A trusted local builder for nearly 25 years, Palomar Builders.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, 2nd of June here. It is 10 till 8 in the morning, 65 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, your and my and Linda's and Trish's jewelry designer and jewelry store of choice, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Tell you what, they have every type of jewelry you can possibly imagine and great quality, plus the only watch repair person in the whole area is all there at Four Winds Jewelry. If you can't find it at Four Winds Jewelry, ask Leonard and he will find it for you someplace in the world, and he will find it and get it to you at a great price. 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. I'm here with now our second group of dancing dancers and Dancers with the Stars, Tori Meredith and Monica Fisher. And we were just talking about Monica. We've seen Monica since she was 14. And I've been there for the whole time because my wife's been a judge there. So we've watched you from the age 14 to now 19. Don't you have anything else to do in life here? Get in here. Now, Monica, you're going to school now, right?
Yes, I'm going to Shasta College. I just finished up my second semester there, and I'll be transferring to Chico State next January.
Well, you're sitting next to a guy, Tori Meredith. And, Tori, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I work as a hairdresser, a designer headliner, where we also do a lot of specialty stuff that's nowhere else in the area, like non-surgical hair replacement. And so that's where I spend most of my time.
How'd you get into that?
Into hairdressing?
Yeah.
Both of my parents are actually do it. And so I grew up in around the business. And not that far out of high school, I realized that it was something that I wanted to do as well. And so jumped into it.
Well, have you ever looked back?
No, not so much, but I do some side stuff that I also enjoy, photography and videography, so So it takes a lot of my time.
But now you are a true hero because you came into this 4 weeks late.
Yeah, One Safe Place called me up and asked me to do them a big favor. They had somebody have a hurt ankle, and so I filled in the spot, and yeah, we've been practicing like crazy ever since.
So have you had any problems with your legs or anything? Of course, you know, you took the place of a retired command sergeant major who jumps out of airplanes his whole life.
Oh, yeah.
So, and he has taken all types of flack about this. I can just let you know he didn't get off unscathed on this. Oh, no. He has not unscathed. People are still talking about it, in fact, on the chat room. But he has also had a lot of injuries to his legs during the 20 plus years he's been in too. So, but thank you so much for standing up. I mean, that was very, brave of you to do that, starting 4 weeks late. So has he got a chance here?
Absolutely. We've been working so hard and I've been pushing him a lot, but he's doing super awesome and are excited for the show.
Well, you know, so am I. You know, I've been going to this thing at least 5 years, 6 years probably now. Linda's been a judge there, and then I danced there. So, see, you've got a chance because I will throw this out because I'm so proud of it. I won the dancing 1 year. And so if I have a chance, you sure as heck have a chance there because can he twirl? Can he go in circles?
Oh, yeah, he's doing good.
See, I never could do that. My choreographer, Kathy Babcock, kept me linear, you know, in tangos. And I can kill a tango. I get anything else, I'm a dancing bear. Okay, so what are the dances you're going to do?
We are doing a cha-cha and a tango.
A cha-cha? Okay. I'm into these tangos. People said, hey, you can dance. And I said, no, Kathy told me I can dance one part of a tango to one piece of music. She said, but, you know, don't try too many of them. And I'm like, okay, no, I think that's the last time I danced. So what's the hardest thing, Tori? What's the hardest thing about this?
Just remembering all of it. I mean, as far as the dancing, just remembering the choreography and remembering exactly what dip goes where and all that kind of stuff. But as far as stress goes, the money-raising side of it has been jumping in so late, and also One Safe Place has had an amazing building project that they've already been raising like millions of dollars for. So,
in fact, we're going to go take a look at it tonight. Yeah. So let's talk money. So what are some of your fundraisers you're doing so we can get the word out?
We have a ballroom class that is coming up not this Saturday but next Saturday, the 13th. It's going to start at 6 o'clock, and there are going to be two different dance styles. The first is
going to be a salsa, and the second is going to be an East Coast swing.
And then from 8 to 9, we're going to have kind of an open dance for the people who took the class that they can show off their moves and whatnot. And that's what we have set up at this point.
Okay. Now, do you have a Facebook page or stuff for ways people can just go to your names and push money into you?
Yeah. If you're on Facebook, you can start typing in DWTS Team Tori and Monica, and we'll pop right up.
Okay. All right, Monica. You've been doing this a long time.
Yes.
So have you, who've been your different people you've danced with here?
My first year I danced with Jake Easy, and then...
Okay, that was the first year that I danced, because it's been that long ago. So Jakey, I just saw Jakey the other day, in fact.
Aww.
Yeah, at Turtle Bay. Okay, then who?
Then Krista Camp from Rin River.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then Aaron Rader.
Okay.
And then Rocky Slaughter, and now Tori.
Rocky Slaughter. Was that a who?
Yes, it was such a fun year, and we did awesome. He did great.
Yeah. Okay. So is this a lot of pressure on you, Tori?
Yeah, it's a little bit of pressure, but I figure I'm doing it all for a great cause. So
you really are, son. You know what? Let me tell you this. When you doubt it, when you get in, you go, gosh, this is just going to be hard, and there's going to be 1,000 people out there. And I just told people this, and I just sincerely, sincerely mean this. Those people are on your side. There isn't one of them out there that isn't pleased, and they're smiling, they're applauding. Frankly, you can dance in circles, and you're going to get a lot of applause. And nobody's going to, and because everybody knows why you're out there. You're out there putting yourself out there to help people that are in need. And I can just guarantee you there isn't going to be a negative thought about this. So, and just if you can remember that, then everything else gets to be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it really does, because people are applauding and all types of things. And like I said, if you can dance in a circle, right?
Yep.
We've seen that out there. And that people have just, that completely different levels of dancing. Total levels. And but yet everybody gets the same applause. And the way they're doing it this year with People's Choice and then the people raising the money and then the Judge's Choice gives three chances for people to be recognized. So how much longer are you going to do this, Monica?
This is probably my last year, so I'll be transferring to Chico State next year.
And what are you going to study?
I am majoring in mechatronic engineering.
Okay. You want to tell me what that is?
Yeah, it's kind of a combination of electrical engineering and mechanical engineering.
So what do you do with that?
Can you say robotics?
Yeah, basically robotics.
Well, why didn't you just say that then?
Sorry.
Oh, because she's already learned. She says, well, because if you have to ask, then I can tell you. I know more than you. I have the power. So robotics. So you're into robotics. You know what? Every time I turn around, robotics, drones, all types of things here that they're talking about. Unfortunately, robots taking so many jobs here in the future.
Right.
New jobs.
Yeah, many new jobs, but many new jobs making the robots. Tori, how do you feel about this? Are you ready?
Yeah. The last couple of rehearsals, well, about three rehearsals ago, it was pretty stressful, just kind of changing location and stuff. But the last couple of them have been really fun. I feel like I'm really getting it, and we're just kind of going in there and cleaning and getting the arms and not that I'm getting it 100% right all the time, but we're working towards it. We have still 3.5-4 weeks to go.
And what's the secret of the dance when you're out there?
Just smile and have fun.
And keep moving.
Yeah, keep moving.
Keep moving. Just like if you're playing tennis or anything else you're doing, just keep moving. Anyway, you know, I know you two are going to be great. You've got a super, super partner, and your attitude is just outstanding. And thank you so much for hopping in here, you know, and literally saving the day. You know, so we have a big S on your chest there for super, super Tori.
Well, thank you.
All right. Tori Meredith and Monica Fisher, good luck and have
thank
a great
you.
Time. And this and one more time, when's your fundraiser? It's going to be on the
13th. On the 13th.
6 o'clock.
At
where?
California Dance Company in Anderson. You can find all the information on the OSPShasta.org.
Okay. Great. Good luck, and we'll be seeing you in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindbach, KCNR 1460, it's 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate now set to decide the fate of a House bill backed by the president that would end the National Security Agency's collection of American calling records while preserving other surveillance authorities. GOP Congressman Bob Goodlatte tells the Salem Radio Network he does hope the Senate will approve the USA Freedom Act, which he calls an important piece of legislation for the country.
Which not only enhances civil liberties protection, but also enhances national security by making several key changes to the law that don't affect American civil liberties, but do give intelligence organizations and the FBI ways to track suspected foreign terrorists that they don't have now.
Goodlatte is chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. U.S. factory orders tumbled in April. It's a sign that manufacturers are struggling amid a stronger dollar and cheaper oil, as Ken Lorman explains.
The Commerce Department says orders fell 0.4% in April, marking the eighth decline in 9 months. The key category that tracks business investment plans, non-military capital goods, excluding aircraft, slipped 0.3%. Orders for electronic products plunged 4%, while demand in the volatile aircraft category tailed off sharply.
That's SRN's Ken Lorman reporting. President Obama's effort to curb the use of antibiotics in meat is actually starting with his own employees, as such meat will not be used in federal cafeterias. Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Tom Frieden says the overuse of antibiotics could rob America of a key weapon in the war against all kinds of diseases.
We don't want the miracle to be over, the miracle of antibiotics. And unless we take action now, that is a significant risk.
More than 150 food companies, retailers, hospitals, and drug companies will highlight their commitments to slow the spread of antibiotic-resistant bacteria at a White House forum today. At Wall Street, the Dow is struggling. It's down 23 points. This is SRN News.
20 years of credit counseling and debt management services. More than 36,000 program members freed from credit card debt. Nearly $100 million saved in high interest and finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps. Did you know that members who complete our program save on average more than $20,000 in interest?
My name is Mike. From the very first phone call, Trinity brought us relief by stopping all the late fees and collections calls, greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Now we're on track to save nearly $17,000 in finance charges. Happy 20th anniversary, Trinity. Thanks for helping so many save so much.
And Trinity can help you, too. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Muslim woman in a religious discrimination case. We get the details from SRN's Greg Cluxton.
Justices on the High Court have sided with a Muslim woman who did not get hired after she showed up to a job interview wearing a headscarf. She was applying for work at clothing retailer Abercrombie & Fitch. The court said that employers generally have to accommodate job applicants and employees with religious needs if the employer at least has an idea that such accommodation is necessary. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
Dozens of farmers in the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta are changing their business models to meet voluntary water conservation targets amid the relentless drought that's still going on in California. The state's Delta Water Master says roughly 120 farmers in the Delta had filed their water-saving plans ahead of a midnight deadline. He expects more plans to come in. This is SRN News. Some earthquakes off the coast of Oregon. It's not all that rare, according to the Geographic Association in Golden, Colorado. They say that as a result of that, nothing has been felt on land, and there's no threat of any kind of tsunami.
This is definitely a known seismic area, and we've definitely seen earthquakes in this area before.
That is geophysicist Amy Vaughn with the National U.S. Geological Survey in Golden, Colorado. Secretary of State Kerry tried to get back on his feet, but he'll undergo surgery today to deal with his broken leg that he suffered over the weekend. In the meantime, he will continue to contribute to international matters. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf.
Secretary is committed to pursuing an aggressive recovery schedule. There are a range of possible recovery trajectories with an injury like this, and it's quite frankly premature to speculate on the specifics of what that recovery will look like.
And Marie Harf says that Kerry continues, will continue, to be fully engaged in the Iran nuclear talks as well. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:05 in the morning here on June the 2nd. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let me just read that last one. Oh, man, no, man, that's weak. Even professional dancers just wrap it and move on. We're talking about Ted Leidy, who busted his feet up when he was dancing with the stars. This guy's been jumping out of planes for 150 years. Maybe that had something to do with it, just perhaps, injuries like that. Anyway, Bad Bob, good morning. And
hey, good
morning.
What's
the weather look like?
We're going to see a partly cloudy day today, rather humid and a high of 86 degrees, and the overnight low will be about 60. Sunny and clouds here and there, and then clearing up by Thursday. Daytime highs will be in the lower 90s and overnight lows in the lower 60s. And right now in Reading, we've moved up to about 72 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a veteran-owned business, of course, locally owned. Senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, Bob, I want you to do the weather. I want it to be peppier. Because you took a little like that, like you're bored with the weather. I want it to be a little peppier, you know. So can you know kind of get
pepper weather? Okay,
I like this. It's 65 and it's gonna be
oh, you want
up
a little
to
bit
86 today, and it's a little bit humid because of the rain last night.
Right.
You know, something a little peppier here. You know, you just kind of go, and I want peppy.
I was trying to sound competent.
Well, you can sound competent and peppy.
Oh, okay.
Today's portion of the show brought to you by, and speaking of competent and peppy, Alliance Heated and Air. Not only are they confident, but you know what? They're peppy, too. They're out there with a lot of energy because they do a lot around this town. They're very, very busy all the time. Why? Because they can repair, fix, or do anything to any type of heating and cooling system that you can possibly imagine. That's right. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service in case of emergencies. Alliance Heating and Air are the guys to go to. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business that does a lot for our community. Okay.
So what do you got?
Oh, I just got a lot of things here. Let's talk about NSA. Let's start with NSA. I had a lot of things I was going to talk about yesterday, but we were just, you know, jam-packed yesterday when we had, you know, Chavez calling in about the about losing the VA, the veterans losing their money if there isn't laws passed by the state of California. Talking about the Patriot Act. Let's talk about the Patriot Act pertaining to collecting phone calls of millions of Americans ended at midnight there on Sunday. And now people are saying a number of things. Oh, it just opens us up to all types of terrorist activity. And others are saying, well, wait a minute. It keeps them from collecting on Americans, collecting their phone calls, just scooping them up without a court order. And but here's the thing. Neither side can prove on one point that one, collecting all these phone calls did any good, that it stopped a terrorist activity, mm-hmm. or two, that anybody was targeted and their constitutional rights were stomped on by collecting it.
This government may have the best intentions in the world. I worry about the next one and the one
20,
after that.
10 down. You know, and this is where you have to look at. You know, and you know, some people say, "Well, it's a slippery slope." I don't believe in slippery slopes, frankly, because you can change the slope, you can stop it, you can get off it, you can change it in a variety of ways. However, you're right. You know, if they're doing it and it's been going on for 14 years,
this data will go into a repository and sit there, and we don't know who can access it, who will look at it, who will make use of it. Right now, big data is the thing, and we trade up in order for convenience. If for those who use Google or whatever, we trade a certain amount of our privacy for convenience. But what happens to all that personal data? Who gets hold of it?
Well, who's got Yahoo's? In other words, okay, you're on you pull anything up on Yahoo now, and on the corners over there on the sides are things that you're interested in.
Yeah.
Now, was that just an accident that something came up about fly fishing, or something came up about range bags or things like this? Was this just an accident? Did this happen to fall onto my computer at that moment?
No, the algorithms are skimming your emails and instant messages.
Well, see, so if now who's got that stuff?
Exactly.
I mean, is that being kept?
Yeah, where is that?
Or is it just skimming things?
For all intents and purposes, we have a profile. Every single one of us has a profile in a computer, possibly in the hands of the government. I would not doubt that. And that raises disturbing questions because, on the one hand, for things like medical care, yes, having that out there, it could be terribly misused. On the other hand, how many patients have died because key pieces of information were not linked together?
That could be. But how much of this information that they're trying to link together now is done in a coherent, concise way? When you look at it, it's everybody, you know, you're having to plug in, you're having to punch in all this information. And, you know, how much of this, you know, there's, 1,000 different codes or more, over 1,000 different codes for the injuries? Where you got, you know, injured dancing. There's some dancing, there's injured walking, I was injured on burning water skis.
Yeah.
I mean, burning water skis? I mean, how many people get injured on burning water skis? I mean, I can't think of too many. I can't think of any that have been done this. Well, I don't think it's even hit the papers.
The medical bureaucracy is nothing short of Byzantine. I do have a bit of good, potentially good tech news for you that I want to throw out, though. We finally have a release date for Windows 10 for those of us who have wept while dealing with Windows 8. Windows 10 will be released at the end of July.
Because Windows 8 is so bad.
Windows 8 was a horrible thing. Windows 8 was the worst thing since Vista.
I don't know what Vista is.
Exactly.
I'm getting a class right here. Those are cookies, Carl, and they follow you around. Are my cookies following me around?
As a matter of fact, when you visit a website, a little bit of code is deposited on your computer that yes, can potentially track you around, and the whole idea is to make it easy and convenient for you and identify you uniquely when you come back to a website or a affiliated website. It's sort of a, you know.
Can you block cookies?
You can turn off cookies, which eliminates some functionality. The only way to absolutely avoid any of it is to go build yourself if you can't even do that, but because of Google Earth, but to isolate yourself utterly and completely electronically and become a social hermit.
How can Google Earth give my address and show my house to everybody without my permission?
Because your address. If I go down to the county office, I can look up who owns a parcel, any parcel in the county. That's public
because
information.
Because it's all public knowledge, public information. Okay. Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Coming back, I want to talk Brown Act. The paper's really getting into this. I'm going to talk about dropping water levels in Lake Shasta. Bruce Jenner. And then what's going on in the towns of cities of Baltimore and the and Baltimore and Chicago. I mean, it's like open season on people there. But we'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearm Instruction. All the instructors in NFI are professional NRA instructors, and they provide the most complete concealed carry training in all of California. For a limited time, NFI is going to provide free firearm rentals and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic course there. All you have to do is register online at readyinccw.com or give Ted a call at 530-999-1822, and I guarantee you're going to like the classes. There are just a lot of information, a lot of fun going through these things. I mean, if you can have fun in this, but they're safe. They give a lot of information. You come out of there knowing a lot. And right now you can probably get a hold of him because he doesn't move very fast because his ankles are injured. So, NFI, give him a call at 999-1822. It's September and I really should be.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil if you need a quart or 55 gallons. We got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction. We cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot. Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is L.A.
No, it's not.
All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere. Apropos of nothing. He says his name is William.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
It's in there
14.
Somewhere.
What is that?
That was Sheryl Crow.
Oh, I like Sheryl Crow.
All I Want to Do? Yeah. That was a big hit back in the 90s.
Yeah. You know, back in the 90s, I don't think I was in the country.
She had that Angry Woman song. Was that her? Had the Angry? No.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business right here in the city of Redding. Doing what no other windshield repair company can do. It offers a full guarantee from on all work they do there, from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst is the guy you want to talk to. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Like I said, you know, he guarantees his work, looks great, and if anything happens afterwards, he'll fix that also. Not that it will, but if it did, if there needed to be something that's touched up, then he's the guy to go to. Okay. One of our listeners said that when she goes to the doctor now this year, that, you know, as an appointment, by the time she gets home, there's an email waiting for her, wanting her to open up a medical portal with their office, sign in, create a password, and now she has access to the medical records. Not sure that she likes this plan. VA has had this for years, that they foist this on you, say, well, are you opening up and checking your medical records and all stuff? No. Well, why not? Well, I just don't. You know, that's why I have you guys. But I do have access to my medical records via online. But who else has access to it?
I think that's a HEPA thing now, that that Hillary thing with Uber private, and then on the other hand, you're supposed to be able to know what's in your records at all times, and there was a mandate where they have to give you access, since they can't have you walking around back there poking around through the paper files that now that they're digitized.
Okay. Well, anyway, so you can get into these. Yeah, I don't know. My whole thing is that who else has got access to it? If, you know,
more
your doctor has
it.
Well, but you can hack in anything. But at what time, you know, they hacked into the cloud, right? Which I don't know. Do they hack into the people of the cloud and they had all these embarrassing pictures of all these stars? What's the next step? They get into their medical records, and then you start seeing things like, star, you know, XXX has, or, you know, or Star Smith is got, you know, has been seeing a psychiatrist for 10 years because they have this love affection for a football or something like that.
Well, first of all, the cloud is not a specific thing. It is a concept of linked servers that you can access from anywhere. For example, I have a service called Dropbox, and that's how I move files freely between computers. It's how I share big files with other people, because you can only email so much at a time. If you want to send the same file to a whole bunch of people, it makes it very easy. Dropbox is a cloud-based service, but it also stores a copy on your own computer as well, just in case you can't access the internet.
Okay.
Yeah. But the cloud is not a product offered by a particular entity. It's just a concept.
Yes, and something. But still, people can get into your – obviously what they did was they hacked into their iPhones then. Was that it? Because it was on their phone?
Yeah. In this case, it was a it was a flaw in the security that Apple was using for people's iCloud accounts.
Okay. Okay, Bruce Jenner. Let's talk about Bruce Jenner for 6 or 7 minutes, or maybe 1 minute. Bruce Jenner. I remember back. Remember he was the athlete, won the decathlon.
Oh yeah.
He was the man. He was America's hero. Wheaties box kind of guy.
Yeah.
Was in movies after that, and TV shows. But he was kind of like, he was on the Olympics. He was a commentator. He was just. He was America's golden boy.
Yeah.
There, and rightfully so. Won the decathlon. I mean, he was, you know, and set a world record at it at that point for doing it. And then over the years, you know, as you've been watching Jenner over the years, and that was like 1978 or something like that. Yeah. You've watched him change and get, the change has been dramatic. And then he's doing work on his face and all this, and you wonder why people do this. And then, of course, he gets into this Kardashian thing. I think he was. Is he in one of the? Does he have something to do with Kardashian?
You know, that whole thing is so far below my horizon.
I know. I mean, I never watch it, so I'm not sure. And so, anyway, they had all these weird things going on. Well, Well, now and then Bruce makes this announcement. Well, if you start seeing pictures of him over the last couple of years, he's changing dramatically in front of you. I mean, literally in front of your view, going from a masculine guy to each time he's getting a little more feminine.
He's engaging in gender fluidity.
Yeah, right. It was a transformation going on here, and then of course it all comes out that he's really a woman trapped in a man's body. And that he wants to make this change. Well, I haven't talked about it up until now because, frankly, it was just one of those things. It's kind of like, okay, world's burning and there's Bruce. You know, he's doing things to his cheekbones.
Vanity Fair. He's got Michael Jackson on us, let's face it.
Vanity Fair has a photo. If you haven't seen it, go online, take a look at this. When I looked at it, you would no sooner think that this is Bruce Jenner than you would think it was just a model. Bruce Jenner, who has had gender reshaping of his face, whatever that is there in a bathing suit, a one-piece bathing suit, long hair, breast, at least it looks like him, in this bathing suit, and who is now Caitlyn. So
it's spelled weird too. Yeah.
K-A-I-T-L-I-N. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's strange. He is now Caitlyn. Not only that, but he's being awarded the ESPN, the ESPY Award, the ESPY, the ESPY, ESPY Award for Courage, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award.
Okay.
He's being awarded that award for courage. And he has literally changed so dramatically. He has not had the genital change yet, that operation. And frankly, I don't care, one way or the other. But he has changed so dramatically and here's a guy that epitomized. And you know what? So here's a guy that epitomized, would you say, an alpha male, ability to train and become the best all-around athlete in the world, setting new world records in 78. Mm-hmm. And today, 35 years later, 37 years later, Caitlyn Jenner.
There's an oddness to it, but I would say
there is
that
a certain there, but there's a, you know what? I mean, are you bothered by it?
Part of me is. Part of me that was a child of the 1950s and 60s. The other part of me says, what makes a person? Is it what sits between your ears or what sits a little bit lower?
Well, I've got
what defines you?
Yeah. Well, here's comments coming in here. Steroids.
KCNR?
Steroids were part of the problem. Another comment, drugs. Okay. They play hell with the human body. No, Carl, let's not talk about Bruce. Well, I have to talk about Bruce just for like 4 minutes out of the year.
There's a social reflection.
It's a social reflection because I look back at this and I think about this is that now, and these are good points, or things that he put into his body.
Yeah.
Has it caused a reaction to this point? How many more, how come we have so many children with so many, these diseases? Is it because of the food that we ingested as we were growing up and it's coming out in the kids? Or is it the kids have ingested so much food with so many steroids and additives that they're, and it's coming out with them?
It's a mixed bag. The argument could also be made that more people with defective genes are surviving.
There you go.
And reintroducing. And I'm not coming off as a eugenicist, but there is that consequence of our science. It's like antibiotics, a medical miracle. But we are also making Frankenbugs.
True. And then the other day when we had two people on, one for death with dignity and one that was sanctity of life, to fight against that law that the assembly is putting on. And then I saw a letter to the editor from Donna Els, and then the comments on it. First, of course, some of the comments were nasty, but the good thing about it is now is that you know who they are. You can see their faces. but, you know, about the sanctity of life and then how life is changing. You know, that we've come to the point where the government is there to was there forcing ways of keeping you alive. And now they're coming up with, okay, we forced you to stay alive through these laws and all these things we're doing. And now we're going to provide you a way out. And in fact, we may just actually help you on your way out. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, you mentioned this absolute atrocity with Bruce Jenner. It's just simply put that this is an example of how deteriorated our whole society has become, and the end of it, we have no clue. And for him to make such a stupid example out of him, I don't want to be so blunt to call him queer, but I'm going to. But that's just the bottom line, and our whole world's going that way, and I don't stand for it. So that's my two cents. Thank you.
Okay, Billy Bob.
Okay.
You know, and you know what? And see, you get, and I know you.
I'm going to respectfully disagree.
Well. And you can't do that. I mean, that's the whole thing is. But what he's saying, I see what Billy Bob is saying. See, here's a change in our country and our culture that is so dramatic. It's one thing for Bruce Jenner to become Caitlyn Jenner. But to do it so, you know, to do it openly being paid for it, because obviously she's being paid for interviews and these books and these TV shows. I mean, she's not doing it for free. Mm-hmm. And to for making this transition, is it the statement that, oh, look what I've done because and this will give other people courage? Or is it that I am so messed up that this is what I'm doing and I need to share this to get all this adulation because I'm not sure?
There's a lot of ways to look at this, and I return back to, are you defined by your mind, by your soul, by your spirit, or are you defined by your genitals?
Well, we'll take a break on that. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:31 in the morning here on June the 2nd, 73 degrees out there. Going to go up to 86 today. Last night was rain, so it was a little muggy. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. When we come back, let's talk about, it looks like it's open warfare in Chicago and Baltimore. Let's talk a little bit about that and why is that happening in those two cities.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local whole food store.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This is Ted Leidy at Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As you know, NFI has been committed to personal protection since 2007. For a limited time, all Shasta County residents will receive a free gun rental and ammunition to complete their CCW training. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Lindabod. Good morning. It is June the 2nd. It's Tuesday. 605-4567 is our phone number. It is 26 minutes until 9 o'clock. 73 degrees out there today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. Moving on to Memorial Day weekend, and this past weekend has been deadly if you're in the cities of Chicago and Baltimore. They've had, in the city of Baltimore, 43 people killed in Baltimore in May. 43 killed in Baltimore, a new record in May. Six dead in Chicago.
Police did not shoot them all.
Police didn't shoot any of them. Six dead in Chicago and 12 more shot over Memorial Day weekend. Now, these two places have got extremely strong gun laws. The last story I've heard about, you know, in fact, was a armed citizen who protected a number of people by taking down stopping an armed guy who was starting to shoot in the middle of the street. The legally armed citizen presented his weapon and either shot him or prevented him from shooting all these people. A perfect example of what what legal carry of weapons can do, of firearms can do. But all these people killed. Now, what are the big things that you have in common between these two cities besides they're large? Can I say it? They've got, you know, a low rate of people in schools. They have a high rate of single parent families. They have no jobs or lower amount of jobs there. That you've got, you know, police that are pushed to the breaking point in Baltimore. Let's just look at Baltimore. You know, people are saying in Baltimore that the police aren't even going into neighborhoods where there's a lot of trouble. Why is that? Could it be is because they've already been called thugs and that they've been accused of being too violent and so what they've said is fine. Let's see what happens when we back off. I mean, there's been no official, you know, statement like this. Of course not. But what if they just said, you know what, let's back off a little bit here. You know, you think that we're not doing our jobs. You want us to do it like this? That's fine. But I'm not going to go in and risk my life without having the tools that it takes to do, you know, come walking off the street alive tonight. And so they back off. And what happens? The place erupts. It's like and think about those neighborhoods for those law-abiding citizens, what this must be like. That their protection, that thin blue line is gone. Or I would bet you in the city of Chicago, 18 people shot, at least 18 people shot, six dead. That do you think that any of those people that were wielding those guns, that those guns were legally owned? That they were legally owned and they just went out, hey, I bought this gun, I went through all these background checks, I've had to take all these classes, paid all this money. Now, let me take my gun out into the neighborhood and start shooting people. How many of those do you think were legally owned, legally carried handguns or rifles or shotguns or whatever they were. How many of those do you think were legal? Probably zero. So, you know, this law about, oh, we've got to make it even tougher. We've got to make it tougher. No, it's ridiculous. They will never be criminals that are going to obey laws. Gun-free zone. Oh, well, here, let me put my gun back in the car. And then let me go in there and accost people. No, that's not what happens. Oh, gun-free zone. Well, let me just go in there and start shooting. And then if somebody does confront me, I'll take the coward's way out and shoot myself, which is what a lot of them do. So here it is, Chicago, Baltimore, up in flames. Well, not in flames in the sense of the city's burning down, but this type of violence in Iraq during one of our harshest weeks where we lost people and there were gunfights everywhere. There were more people killed in Chicago that weekend. It was safer to be a Marine in combat in Iraq in that 18 to 25-year-old range than it was to live in Chicago during that time frame in 2007 or 2006. It was safer being a Marine outside the wire, going out every day into combat, than it was to walk down the streets of Chicago during that same time period. You had a much better chance of surviving in Iraq than you did in Chicago if you're an 18 to 25-year-old. Is that scary? Is that scary?
No, it's a lot scary.
In fact, right now, I mean, if you think about it, we've got guys, you know, deployed over in Iraq again, of course, because of this horrendous mistake that President Obama and his wily crew have made in Iraq. And let's talk about that. Let's just kind of like transition to that, where it's safer being in Iraq than it was in Chicago in 2006 and 7, and I'm probably in 5 and 4. You know, I just didn't go back to those. I was only there in 6 and 7. Oh, I was there in 3 and 4 too, but anyway, so let's look back at Iraq right now. You've got ISIS who's taken Ramadi, and now you've got the Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says the Iraqis do not have the will to fight. Excuse me, they do not have the will to fight. So what's that mean? Does that mean is that we have just ceded most of Iraq to ISIS? This is ISIS. These are the ones that butcher people. And in Palmyra, when they went into the city in Syria and they took that one, they have a – I don't know if you picked up on this, but they have a Roman amphitheater there. Because in this city, beautiful, beautiful examples of Roman columns and Roman architecture. But they also have a Roman amphitheater. In case you didn't hear about this, ISIS took in like 20 or 25 Syrian soldiers and killed them. Murdered them, cut their heads off. They sacrificed them to the crowds that were there of ISIS soldiers, but also members of the populace were there, just like they were back in the Roman times when they were killing captured soldiers back then, back, you know, 2,000 years ago. These are the type of people we're fighting against. So they have taken over Ramadi. They've taken over other parts of Iraq. They're in Syria. They're in Libya. They're, you know, it's almost, you know, they're doing a 180 surrounding Israel when they're coming in. And now we hear the Secretary of Defense of our country says that the Iraqi soldiers do not have the moral will or the will to fight back. And we have troops on the ground in Iraq, not a lot. How long is it going to be before we put more people into Iraq? This is what the plan was. Keep soldiers, Marines, airmen in Iraq for years afterwards, like you did in Germany and Japan and Korea, to bolster the defenses of that country. We did not do that. Hillary Clinton let that one fall apart along with President Obama. Say what you want. Oh, no, it was the Iraqis. Say what you want. Every other place we've been in, guess what? Status of forces agreement. Somehow we couldn't get that done. Somehow the Obama administration was such a rush to get out of there under any circumstances. And from that, I can guarantee you Egypt's government changed. Libya's government fell, and there's still nothing in there but two rebel factions fighting back and forth, killing each other. And you've got Syria, and who knows what's going on in Syria. Assad's fighting ISIS, and Assad's fighting other people. Now you're arming other people to fight ISIS. Or are you fighting Assad? Are you fighting both sides? Are we arming both groups of people? And of course, Iran's in there arming everybody and shooting. In some cases, we are on Iran's side in Iraq, but we're fighting them in northern Africa. What is going on here? Does anybody have any idea? And if you don't think Hillary Clinton had something to do with this, and this is the woman that is going to run for is running for president right now and refuses to answer questions, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with the whole Middle East situation because you know why? I'm past that age. But I'm afraid that my grandson in 8 years is going to be fighting in the Middle East again because we have no coherent, nothing. We have nothing.
If not here.
If not. No, I'm not. I haven't gotten to that point yet. Other things people are talking about. Well, you know, there's a lot of things the two cities have in common and our government, they're being run by Democrats. And I wasn't even going to mention that, but I believe that too. I believe that has something to do with it. I believe that there are certain ways that people lead and that this was the city of Chicago and the city of Baltimore. There's different mindsets. Hey, okay. We're going to take a break here. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at yesterday. Great haircut. Yeah,
high and tight.
High, you know, it was kind of it's higher end, but it's not as tight. It's higher end looser than it has been in the past. But I tell you what a great place to get a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Walk in there; it's the Cheers of barbershops. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. And I tell you what a great place. And there, just yesterday, kids, fathers, sons, brothers, everybody was in there, everybody getting haircuts. It was great. We'll be right back. It's 8:45 in the morning here on the 2nd of June.
Summer is on us at Redding Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months. And Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and 2015 Fortes and Optimas. And Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Redding Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments. Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance to Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit. Subject to prior sale ends July 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Redding Kia.
RedingKia.com.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Hi, this is Linda Bott.
Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, small town girl. 8:47 in the morning here, 73 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 86 today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, veteran-owned business that has senior and veterans discounts. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Casino and Resort. I want to talk about Thursday night. Linda's going to be down there. Linda Bott, Lady Bott, and the Bluebirds. She's going to be singing from 7 to 9 p.m., and it's a great time. They have special menus. It's Romance on the River. They have special menus that night, or you could order off the main menu there. But steak and lobster for $21 or less. And having eaten that every time, I can tell you it's really good. Plus a number of other items you can get, and it's happy hour during that time frame. And we're all pretty happy anyway, but you got to give them a call at 243-3377 to make reservations. And I know a lot of people are making reservations. Okay, now also during this time is they're having the cigar roller is going to be there also during this time frame, and you can see how cigars are rolled and how this is done by an expert by the name of Don Felix Martinez, who has spent over 30 years of his life in rolling cigars. He's one of the world's top cigar craftsmen working for Casa de la Fuente Cigar Factory. He's one of the master rollers, an elite roller that created the most sought-after cigars, the Opus X, Opus 10, and Hemingway. Experience in hand-rolling perfection in person. You're going to have a chance not only to see him at Tobacco and Brew from 2 to 5, but come on out to Wind River. He'll be there from 7 to 9 during while Linda's singing, and you're going to take a look at that, come back in, sing, have a great dinner, just have a wonderful night. Okay. Other things are going on here. And I've got Bob over there talking with people. Let's talk about water. All right, this is our last 10 minutes. Tomorrow we're going to have Steve Smith on, who's the publisher of the Record Searchlight, new publisher. Let's talk about, you know, we're going to be talking about where they're going with the paper. It's a good chance to ask him about editorial policies, future of Record Searchlight, and then we'll be going through that. And then Thursday we have Brian Crane, who heads up Public Works here in Reading, and this is a good time to talk water. I believe so, especially about, you know, we had those breaks in the water system and so many millions of gallons of water disappeared. I think of millions of gallons of water, but when you figure out it's like, oh, it's a certain percentage, that's okay. That's just loss. And I'm thinking that millions of gallons of water is a certain falls under a certain percentage, but I want to ask Brian about that. Then other things that are going on, but especially on the water situation. And then Friday, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, a lot of stuff going on in Congress with the NSA and budgets, what's going on in the Middle East, veterans. You know, the veterans situation is not getting any better, even though they spent billions, they're throwing billions of dollars at it, yet nothing's happening there. These are all questions I want to talk to Congressman LaMalfa about. So it's going to be a busy week here. So if you've got something you've got on your mind right now in our last segment, give us a call, 605-4567, some of the things that are happening around here. We talked a little bit about the Brown Act that was written about on this weekend. And this weekend, it was editorial says, look, the Brown Act is so there's transparency in government. And this whole thing goes down again with the DRBA and the city council asking for criminal proceedings. And yet, as the paper points out, there is no such thing for criminal proceedings. If somebody said something that happened during the city council's closed meetings, yet they were doing something illegal, it's not that it becomes or something that's not along the lines of what they were supposed to be doing. That then becomes whistleblowing. There's no criminal acts here. The DRBA accused of not following the Brown Act, which it's not even it was a true accusation because nobody knew that the DRBA, and I was a member of that, fell under the Brown Act. the city guys in that where the liaisons didn't know. Nobody knew. Nobody even knew that the DRBA had a contract with the city. The whole thing is a mess. And now it's a bigger mess. And why? Because some people just won't, you know, put their heads together and just say, hey, you know what? Let's just start this one over again. You know, let's just, you know, ollie in free and let's go back. On the other hand, if the city is pushing this, and as one of the writers said in there, we're getting ready to give them, you know, if they come up with this raise taxes to for police, we're getting ready to hand them, you know, $50 million. What are they going to do? And it's got to be a trust. There's a trust issue going on here. Okay. Let's talk about water. Front page, dropping the water level in Lake Shasta. As you read on, they're talking about they want to drop water, they want to push water out for the salmon, for the fish, to give them a way of getting upstream in the fall. The headlines say in this Record Searchlight, Lake Shasta water reduced to aid fish. But at the same time, they're saying is that, you know, it's coming out of Keswick and that it's usually running out at 9,000 cubic feet per second. And right now, however, it's running at 7,000 cubic feet per second. And it's going to do that with no more than 7,500. How much is a cubic foot? You're looking that up right now, aren't you, Bob? How much a cubic foot per second is when you start talking 7,500 cubic feet per second. Anyway, the bottom line on this, they've got to keep enough water in there for the fall to be able to get the fish up and have them make it up the stream. Now, they're saying 95% of the hatch last year failed because the water was too warm because it was, you know, they tried to keep the, you know, the water releasing from the dam, from the lower portions of the dam in the 50s. Trout need a certain, and salmon need a certain temperature that can't go up too high. The roe die, the you know, there's, you know, the smelt will, you know, not make it. And they've lost 95%, according to the Fish and Wildlife Department. Other people will say that there's other ways of doing this, but the bottom line is, well, there's a lot of water going down there. And if they release all this, how much of the water is going to go down? How much is it the farmer's going to take as it goes further down? This whole water question, I'm starting to, as you're following more and more, and especially when you get into the more of the physiology of fish, and whether they're coming back, anadromous fish coming back from the ocean, or they're just homegrown ones here that we drop into the creek. This thing with the temperature of the water and the amount of water that's being released, what impact is this going to have on us in this, in our city and our surrounding countryside during this whole summer?
That equals 67,324 gallons every second.
Okay, what was that?
67,324.68, to be Mr. Spock about it, gallons per second.
Now, according to Rocky and the guys that want to have the water slide, 16,000 gallons will fill up your average swimming pool.
Yeah.
So you've got, what, three times that amount, four times that amount?
Yeah,
so
every single second.
Every single second you're filling up a swimming pool coming out of the dam. Every second. And then if you look down in the right now, and they're saying, well, look, you know, trout like trout and salmon, but trout right now like lower temperatures and it's better fishing. As soon as it warms up, they go away or they go down deep and they don't bite. This whole thing is so interconnected. It makes you, and again, no water coming in, fourth year of drought, and we're talking about, the release of billions of some 2.5 billion gallons of water pulsing down to help the fish out. And how much of that is being helped? You know, how much is the farmers, you know, taking out of the river? How much of it is going down and just being wasted into the delta? 70%, they say, just goes into the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be a different, and this is why I want to talk to Brian Craig. I can't wait to talk to him about water, keeping water in our reservoirs. Water, the price of water is going up dramatically. And they've got the price of electricity, according to what Barry Tippin and RU wants to triple your access rates getting into it because of what they foresee in the future. I mean, how much of this is preventable? How much of this can be fought right here? I'm not sure. You know, this is the kind of thing that We're going to bring in water experts. We're going to bring in utility experts and talk about this for the next couple of weeks. See what we can get on there from people that that are doing this. Is that word Terry? Okay. Good morning, Terry.
How's it doing?
Fine. We got like 3 minutes.
I know. All I want to do is give you a quick comment. The water, Jim Nielsen, who is our past senator, the person that he works with on water is a guy named Mark Baird. And they work down there in Sacramento, et cetera, et cetera. Mark is the foremost authority on what's going on with water in the entire North State. He's the only person that's not in office that goes with these guys to go and discuss water. Past president of Protect Our Water. I would suggest you have him on. This is much worse than you guys, and I'm not trying to be the purveyor of doom here, but, yeah, there's an agenda with this. Stop and think about it. We're in a drought, and they're filling up a swimming pool or 10 swimming pools or 100 or whatever the hell it is.
Every second.
Now, you know, and Bob's absolutely spot on what he's saying, but I would suggest you have Mark Baird on. This is a very, very important issue about the water, and talk to him about that. I think that would be because
I could do
if
that.
You're
going to
get people an expert, give him the expert that the government counts off. Give him the expert. That's Mark.
Yeah, and he has been on those water in the water programs before. You're right, and I've listened to him speak. And you know, right now, you know, the water issue is getting to the point where every time you turn around, there's, you know, they shut down fishing. Well, that, but it's not a good reason for it. But now they're pushing out all this water, and oh, but we've got to be able to save it for the fall too. Well, I don't know what's going to be left. So,
you're correct, Colonel.
And you've
you're
got
correct.
Like, I think the other thing too, you've got like four different agencies that are making decisions here, which doesn't make any sense either. Anyway, okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
You bet. Okay, tomorrow, Steve Smith, publisher of the Record Searchlight, will be with us, along with some more of those Dancing with the Stars people, so you get to know them. Have a great day today. Be out there. Be careful out there. We had wrecks here right in front of the station yesterday. Ambulances coming through. Right at the, you know, it's at a camera light, too.
I'm surprised what they've done to that intersection.
Oh, well, I tell you what, it is just, just get out there. We put our little chairs out there, get our popcorn and our soda pops, and we just watch what happens in the intersection anymore. Hey, look, everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amtrak says it's moving aggressively to address safety concerns in the wake of last month's deadly derailment in Philadelphia. CEO Joseph Boardman tells Congress a safety system known as Positive Train Control will be up and running along the busy Northeast Corridor soon.
By the end of this year, this system, which will dramatically enhance safety, will be complete and operational on the NEC.
8 people died in the derailment. More than 400 people are missing after a cruise ship capsized and sank in China's Yangtze River. The BBC's Martin Patience is at the disaster scene.
There's dozens of police as well as soldiers, and I saw small launches going out to the accident site. Equipment was being launched up. It's almost 24 hours since this boat capsized, but the authorities say that the rescue efforts will continue.